Hi, this is Tyson Brown with the NSTA Press. Today we are starting a new feature on the NSTA website, NSTA Press Behind the Books. I am talking with Karen Ansberry and Emily Morgan, authors of Picture Perfect Science Lessons, Using Children's Books to Guide Inquiry. This is a book that combines the appeal of picture books for children with 15 ready-to-teach, classroom-tested lessons. Karen, Emily, welcome.
Hi, Tyson. It's Karen here. Thanks for talking with us.
Hi, this is Emily. We're happy to be here.
Well, Picture Perfect, what gave you the idea to mash up picture books and science lessons?
I'd have to say it was more of a gradual process than really an aha moment. Mm-hmm. I started out teaching science to sixth graders back in 1991, and I had very little background in teaching reading. But I was an avid reader, so I'd like to share some of my favorite books with my students. I used them when we had free time at the end of class or after recess, but not really as part of a science lesson. Mm-hmm. But what I discovered was that even sixth graders loved being read to. The first book I remember reading to them was Where the Red Fern Grows. And if you haven't read it, I'm going to spoil the end for you. I couldn't really get through the part where the dog Little Anne dies without crying. And I noticed the kids were really into the book, maybe because I showed so much emotion and I really connected to the text. So I began using books to introduce science topics. For example, I used a book called Coco's Kitten when we were studying animal behavior. It's a book about the gorilla Coco, who is able to use American Sign Language, and she was given a kitten as a pet. And the kids were really into it. They loved the book. And I found that picture books really hooked the students and really motivated them to read to learn more about the science.
That makes sense. Are you ever surprised at the way children react to one of the stories or to a lesson?
Yeah, there's a lesson in the book where we use the picture book Papa Please Get the Moon for Me by Eric Carle. And it's a great picture book, but it contains a lot of really bad science. For example, the father in the story climbs a ladder to the moon and takes it down for his daughter to play with. The moon shrinks and grows, and the moon phases are pictured incorrectly. Uh-huh. So after several days of learning about the moon phases, students, we challenge them to find the scientific inaccuracies in the book, and they love it. We were really surprised by how much they got into it, and they came up with things that we hadn't even picked up on.
I understand that you have a sample of the book in action. May we have a listen?
Sure.
Boys and girls, this book is called Papa Please Get the Moon for Me, and it's by Eric Carle. And what I'd like you to do while I'm reading this story is to think about all of the things that you know about the moon. Look for anything in this book that is incorrect. Before Monica went to bed, she looked out of her window and saw the moon. The moon looked so near. I wish I could play with the moon, thought Monica. Papa got a very long ladder. Up and up and up he climbed. What do you see that's not correct?
When gravity would have pulled the ladder down.
Yeah. Can't reach the moon with a ladder. Good. Finally, Papa got to the moon. Every night I get a little smaller, said the moon.
The moon can't get smaller because it's the same size forever.
That's just the moon going through phases. It doesn't really get smaller.
What else?
And when you get it, since the ladder was leaning on the moon, when you get it, the ladder would fall down.
True. That's a good one.
So when we read Papa Please Get the Moon for Me, we're always careful to tell the students that Eric Carle didn't write the book as a science book. He wrote it as a story. So it's okay that he took artistic liberties with it. Mm-hmm. But it's fun, and it's really good practice to analyze all the scientific inaccuracies in the book.
Well, I can see why that's important. For example, a recent survey by the Center on Education Policy found that a majority of districts surveyed, 71%, reported having reduced instructional time in at least one other subject to make more time for reading and mathematics, which certainly affects science. Some districts are going so far as to bar students from taking anything but these subjects. How could a teacher use Picture Perfect to address district anxieties about testing but still teach kids science?
Well, in Picture Perfect Science Lessons, we have embedded the reading strategies within each science lesson. So you're really saving valuable instructional time by integrating reading and science in a natural way and hopefully getting more science into the school day.
Well, what are some of the reading skills that you introduce in the book?
Well, we use the 6 key reading strategies identified by Harvey and Gudvis. They are making connections, questioning, visualizing, inferring, determining importance, and synthesizing.
But it's important to note that we don't stop the science lesson to teach a separate reading lesson. We just model the strategies that good readers use as they read. For example, to model the importance of making inferences as we read, we might show the cover of a book like Butternut Hollow Pond and say something like, I think that the hawk on this cover is hunting the woodchuck. I wonder if this book might be about food chains and web.
Or to reinforce the making connections reading strategy, we might ask students to share with a partner about a time they visited a beach before reading the book Seashells by the Seashore.
We also use a variety of different activities and graphic organizers that can increase students' science understanding as well as their reading comprehension. We use things like anticipation guides, activities like sketch to stretch. We also use OWL charts, which stands for observe, wonder, and learn.
How about the science? What does the book cover?
Well, we base the lessons on the National Science Education Standards and included lessons for life science, earth and space science, and physical science. And the topics we cover are pretty diverse, from symbiotic relationships to inventions, force and motion, chemical changes, weathering and erosion, all the way to human impact on the environment.
And all the lessons are written in a really easy-to-follow format for teaching inquiry. It's called the BSCS 5E instructional model, and it allows students to really construct their own understanding of scientific concepts as they cycle through the phases of the 5Es.
And the 5Es are engage, explore, explain, elaborate, and evaluate. And at the end of each lesson, we always give teachers suggestions for more open-ended student-led inquiries.
Well, I'm sure a lot of teachers will be interested to know if you're doing any other Picture Perfect titles.
Why, never thought you'd ask. We are currently working on Volume 2 for grades K through 4, and we're hoping that it will be out in early 2007.
Emily and Karen, thanks so much for taking time out of your busy schedules to talk to me today. For more information about the Picture Perfect science lessons using children's books to guide inquiry, including a sample chapter featuring Dr. Zargel's book of Earthlets, go to www.nsta.org and click on the Science Store. This is Tyson Brown signing off from the NSTA Press.